T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up on 6:45 here at WWL, and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you something that we're going to get into at length in the next hour or so, and it is, do you agree with NOPD's decision to fire 4 officers involved in a deadly car chase? And as it stands now, 80% are saying yes and 20% are saying no. Clancy Dubose, political analyst in the city, wrote, and I quote from him, "One of many memorable moments from The Godfather sums up the current state of Jefferson Parish politics. In the film, Capo Regime Clemenza tells young Michael Corleone about the bloody gangland war to come. These things got to happen every 5 years or so. 10 years, Clemenza says, as a matter of fact, helps get rid of the bad blood." And then Clancy adds, "So it is with elections in Jefferson Parish. Every decade or so, rival factions go to war. It helps get rid of the blood, the bad blood." With that, we join Ed Shervinek, our friend, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir, and I appreciate your time as always. Is there going to be a lot of bloodshed as it relates to the Jefferson Parish elections? Everybody's focusing on the presidential race, which is in November of 2020. But yet we have on October 12th the primary as it relates to Jefferson Parish elections, and it doesn't seem to be getting that much attention. Is that because it's getting lost, Ed, or is it just too early to pay attention to it?
I think it's a bit early to start paying attention to it. Most folks are busy going on vacation and other things like that, and so it'll probably be after Labor Day where people will begin to start tuning in on some of the more local political races.
All right, so let's start on the surface, then we'll go underneath. Running for parish president, you have Cynthia Lee Chang, you have the former parish president, John Young. What about Mike Yenny? Have we heard anything from him, and does he have any chance of being reelected?
We haven't heard a whole lot from him. He says he's going to run. The problem for him is that no one wants to contribute financially to his campaign. Mm-hmm. He lags way, way, way behind in terms of fundraising. We see Cynthia Lee Chang is now sitting on about over $500,000, with John Young at a little over $400,000. I don't think that Yenny has even cracked the $100,000 mark. And so he's woefully behind in terms of financial support.
Yeah, like October 12th, we refer to it as the primary, but it's not for every race because if there are only 2 people in it, right, there's not going to be a runoff. When it comes to parish president, are there any third candidates who could that are in now that would force a runoff because it would be the top 2 vote getters unless they get, what, 50% plus one? How's it work, Ed?
That's the way it works. If one candidate gets 50% plus one in the October election, they win that seat, that office. If no one can get 50% plus one, then the top 2 go on to the runoff. And so it's really hard to tell if anyone has majority support at this time. There's probably still a large percentage of people who are undecided in this race.
Any spoilers that are likely to sign up or maybe have already? And by that, I mean, you know, I hate to say lesser candidates, but they are or would be.
I think if Mike Yenny decided to get in, he might be the spoiler. He might be the person who would prevent someone from getting over 50% plus one in the primary.
So is it part of political planning and strategy, if you think you're going to lose, get a third party in there to at least force a runoff and kind of like going for the tie instead of the win you hope to win in overtime?
Well, you're talking about, you know, putting someone out there as a sacrificial lamb. Mm-hmm. Many times we see this in congressional races, but we typically don't see anything like that in a parish president race.
So ultimately you think it comes down to Cynthia Lee Chang and John Young, the 2 leading money raisers as it stands now, and does anybody win on October 12th, or does it wind up in a runoff.
That's correct.
Now, I'm asking you, what do you think?
Oh, I suspect it'll probably end up in a runoff. I they're very, very close in terms of support. You know, we do have a couple of competing polls coming from the campaigns. So it's hard to get a fix on, you know, what the support is for both candidates. But I suspect that it's relatively equal.
I would take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the underpinnings of what's going on in terms of political factions in Jefferson Parish and who is backing who, and also strengths and weaknesses of either presidential candidate for Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Sheng or John Young. 650. Any questions or comments, 870-870. Text them in if you can safely. Normal text and data rates apply, but we don't charge. Right now, here's traffic on WWL. It's 6:54, 6 minutes away from another edition of WWL First News. It's going to be hot today. Highs around 93, 20% chance for showers. The race for parish president will probably heat up after Labor Day. Our guest is Ed Shervinak, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. So, Ed, when it comes to strengths and weaknesses of each candidate, let's talk with Let's start with Cynthia Lee Sheng, and then move on to John Young. And is this campaign likely to be ugly?
It's going to be a battle. There's no doubt about that. And politics is a full contact sport. We always have to realize that, and so it can get ugly. So if we begin to see negative ads, we shouldn't be surprised.
I can't, and I met both of these people. I can't imagine Cynthia Lee Sheng wanting to be perceived with anything negative, because I don't think that's what her image is what she wants her image to be. I don't know them that well. Let me put it that way. But if that's the case, do you then have somebody else do your dirty work for you?
Well, you know, that's typically the decision of the political consultant. You know, they'll advise the candidate, you know, that you probably have to run some negative ads, particularly if you see your opponent rising in the polls. You want to bring them back down to earth. And so that's typically what these negative ads will do. And so it's just a matter of, if you want to win, you may have to employ these ads.
All right, so Mike Yenny, I think we can all imagine what those negative ads would be. When it comes to Cynthia Lee Sheng, is she vulnerable in any area for a negative ad?
You know, I guess there was the vote on the cyanide plant. The Young campaign has made an issue about that, so we might see that in an ad. Other than that, though, she's fairly strong. I mean, you know, she comes from political royalty, really. The Lee name carries a lot of, you know, weight in the parish, and so that'll certainly help her.
And what about John Young? If somebody were to go negative on him, what would they point out?
I guess they probably would point out, and this is just my opinion, that he's an opportunist, that he had his terms in office as Jefferson Parish president, went on to run for attorney general and lost, and now has decided that he wants his old job back. And so people may accuse him of basically having time pass by him already, that it's a new parish, new issues, and that we need new blood in that office.
In terms of machines, whatever you want to call them, political factions in Jefferson Parish, behind each, is it easy to pretty well figure out who's backing whom?
You know, I'm not sure, you know, where their bases of support are coming from. I'm not sure how. I think the weakest portion of the parish for Cynthia Lee Sheng is the West Bank. It's a heavily minority, much more heavily minority than the East Bank. Her father had, you know, had a lot of difficulty with attracting minority votes, and so that may carry over. We'll have to wait and see on that. But typically the biggest factions in Jefferson Parish are East Bank versus West Bank. That the West Bank, as I mentioned, is much more diverse. The East Bank is much more Republican, and there just seems to be this tension between the two regions of the parish.
It seems like it would be a long way, because I think Newell was sheriff for 10 years. Is that right? and he's been with us too, said make Harry Lee about 12 years ago. Would the voters go back that far and attach it? Would it work if somebody tried to attach that to Cynthia Lee Sheng?
You know, that's hard to say. That certainly the name carries a lot of weight, and Harry Lee was a beloved figure, but you're right. You know, there are people moving in just don't know who Harry Lee is. And so it may not carry as much cachet as it used to.
I appreciate your time, Ed. And speaking of moving on, I understand you're heading for new challenges, and we thank you for everything you've done over the years, not just for us, but for UNO, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tommy. It's been a pleasure working with you.
And stay in touch, please. Ed Shervinak, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. The texts are already coming in about the decision yesterday to fire four NOPD officers, suspend two others. In the chase that happened, it killed two teenagers that were in the stolen car and somebody that was in the business where the chase ended in a fiery crash. And the superintendent saying it is against NOPD policy. And I think the big concern here is, well, if the bad guys know that all they have to do is not just take off, but speed like crazy when they take off, then the police will not or cannot chase them. And I don't know what that means for police work in general.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.